Greetings, fellow travelers with Jesus. It's day 21 of our Mark in May experience. It's May 21st, and we've got another day to look forward to experience with Jesus according to the Gospel of Mark. You know, the past several days we've been getting closer and closer to the culmination, because we know the end of the story, but still in our hearts we're trying to not think about that and take each day as it comes. We've been commuting back and forth from Bethany and other places to Jerusalem, and each time we go in or are on our way, we learn a lot more about who Jesus is and what he's calling us to be in this world, the word he calls disciples. So we get up today and we think about yesterday, and remember how yesterday ended when the woman came over, when we were at Simon the leper's house, and came over and emptied the bottle of ointment onto the Lord's head. And he made that vague reference about the poor you'll always have. But you will not always have me, he said. Interesting. Well, anyway, we're ready to go on this end. The monks are in full throat. Let's bring them down a tad. And the candles in full flame, and the tea, well, we're back to the peace tea today. Nothing in it, straight up. Soothe that throat a little bit. And I can tell you today is going to have some familiarity to you. But we commonly don't hear this day from the Gospel of Mark, so that should be interesting for you. But lest I spill the beans anymore, let's begin with our walk with Jesus. Gather your stuff, get those sandals on, look around and soak in nature and God's creation, and let's see what happens. Chapter 14, verse 10. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he came with the 12. And when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and to say to him, one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same. And that concludes our day with Jesus, a day in the upper room, a day of a Passover meal, but also a day of a new kind of meal, a divine supper, a day of drama and tension, a day of confusion. Let's settle in and open our hearts to these words, and we pray as we do that the Holy Spirit shows us the message for us in these words today, that we don't have to figure that out, that God already has that figured out and wants to lay it on us, and we have to be willing, ready and able to accept it. So let us be so. Eyes of the heart, ears of the heart, listening to the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 10. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give him money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. So this is Mark's version of the disclosure of the traitor, Judas. And just one thing to note here, because there's a lot of discussion about who killed Jesus, who's responsible, which people, which persons. And of course, it starts with this incident, Judas. But Judas goes to who? The chief priests. He goes to the Jewish leaders. The first appeal for betrayal that Judas makes is to the Jewish leaders, the chief priests. And apparently, when they heard it, they were greatly pleased. Well, we know they've been plotting and looking for occasions to kill Jesus. And now one of the 12 appears to them and makes that opportunity a lot more likely. and we move on. Verse 12. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room and where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. This whole segment, of course, is reflective of Palm Sunday, when Jesus sends disciples into the town to locate a donkey for him to ride. He gives these very specific directions, which, you know, is an indication to us, the reader, that Jesus knows exactly what's going on, what's going to happen, and how it's going to be done. You know, go into the city, you'll see a man carrying a jar of water, follow him, whatever house he goes to, go to the owner of that house, ask where the teacher wants to know where we can have the Passover meal, and he'll show you a room that's going to be upstairs. Again, Jesus' omnipresent mind, of knowing all before it happens, the eternal sense of his experience, his existence. When it was evening, verse 17, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be distressed and say to him one after another, "Surely not I." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes at it as it is written of him. But woe to that one whom by the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Interesting, isn't it, that they're sitting in the upper room, and there's no mention of the foot washing or any of the other collegial, right, things that we hear about in the upper room. It's right to the betrayal. And, of course, this, again, is Peter's version. And you have to wonder about that because, as we're going to find out in the next few verses, Peter also betrayed, and he includes a very interesting statement that we don't hear anywhere else about who betrays Jesus, the Son of God, according to the Word. But let's get to that. Verse 22, while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to them, and he said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung the hymn, okay, we know they sang hymns then, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters." Well, now we wonder if this isn't a convenient memory for Peter, because he's going to go on and tell us the story of his betrayal. "You will all become deserters," right? "For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same. So they have now, one thing this reveals is they have now gotten, it's now gotten through to him, them, it's now gotten through to them that Jesus will die. There's going to be a death here. He's been trying to tell him for at least three specific times as we've been walking with him. But now he convinces us, apparently. And the response from Peter is, "Even though you must die, I will die too with you." And of course, we know, and all the other disciples say the same thing. And of course, that we know that's not exactly what happened, at least not temporally. They didn't die with him at the same time. Actually, they die for him later in their life. And so there we have it. Today's version, Mark's version of the Upper Room story. We will leave it there. We're out at the Mount of Olives with Jesus, and I guess we're going to spend the evening there. So unpack that backpack and dust off those sandals, and we get ready for our evening rest. And look, here comes Jesus. And I know he wants to say something to us, which is made just for today, just for you. Let's hear what he says. "I, the creator of the universe, am with you and for you. What more could you need? When you feel some lack, it is because you are not connecting with me at a deep level. I offer abundant life. Your part is to trust me, refusing to worry about anything. It is not so much adverse events that make you anxious, as it is your thoughts about those events. Your mind engages in efforts to take control of a situation, to bring about the result you desire. Your thoughts close in on the problem like ravenous wolves, determined to make things go your way. You forget that I am in charge of your life. The only remedy is to switch your focus from the problem to my presence. Stop all your striving and watch to see what I will do. I am the Lord." Amen. Well, there you have it. Our 21st episode of Mark in May. Wonderful discussion group experience last night with each other. And tomorrow we'll get up and do it all again. Until then, may Christ fill your heart with peace and love. And may you show it to the world you encounter.